Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joseph?
I'm great. How about yourself, Thomas?
I'm good. Did anybody call you Joseph? Did you call me Thomas just now?
I did. I did call you Thomas.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, because when you grow up in a house with three Joes, my grandfather was generally Chief, my dad was generally Joe, and then I was Joseph to the family.
They called me stupid, which is odd because there was only one Tommy in the house. Anyway, so you want to be mayor of New Orleans, right? Well, not only do you have the dysfunctional mess that LaToya Cantrell is leaving, you also got a $100 million budget deficit. Where did that come from? And let me get to this text because somebody said, hey, wait a minute. We got Super Bowl. We got this. We got that. We got the other thing that generates all of this money. How can the city have a $100 million budget deficit?
Yeah, so it's a good question from whoever sent the text. Mm-hmm. One of the things we learn, remember, once a quarter, we, like the state, have what's called a revenue estimating conference, or in government parlance, REC. And what the economist and what their city is saying is we did not collect as much in sales tax revenue from the Super Bowl in particular as they would have thought.
Hmm.
Now, yes, well, that's our reaction too, Tommy, because look, the Taylor Swift revenue is technically coming in at the end of 2024, but you really won't realize that till 2025. And to your point, you would have thought with Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl bookending each other, there would have been natural lifts. Even though they're separated, it's an exciting time. People want to be here. There are things going on, but that hasn't materialized. So there's sort of two different parts of this problem. Part number one is a revenue loss, much of which is kind of head scratching. So essentially, there's $30 million the city thought it would have that it doesn't. Now, some of that was taken away by actions in the legislature, and I would argue the city cannot reasonably predict what legislative instruments are going to pass and aren't, and how it's going to adjust accordingly. But then they booked fully the traffic camera revenue, which shouldn't have happened. And they also overestimated on certain property taxes. And again, this is where people don't like it. The assessor says, well, you can go collect it. The city says we can't collect it, but it's $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add all those three things up, you're now in the hole $30 million. In February, we pointed out to the city, hey, your own budget is showing now a $40 million hole at NOPD. Is this a problem? City's response, no, it's not a problem. We're going to manage our way through it. This is the Super Bowl and January 1, which is, in fairness to the city, a problem that they didn't plan for or budget for. You're going to have to provide more security because of the Sugar Bowl and obviously protecting people after the terrorist incident and everything that's happened. Well, that $40 million has blown up to about $70 million when you take in account NOPD and other departments, fire, DPW, safety and permits. And so in May, we talked with the administration about, well, how are you going to get out of this? And you combine now the $30 million revenue shortfall with the $70 million overspending on personnel, that's how you get to $100 million deficit.
Well, you know what, as you say this, I'm wondering, are there any receivables on the books and any taxes that are owed that the city maybe is not collecting or that would help with that or not enough?
Yeah. There's again, I'm going to get in the weeds here. I don't mean to, but it's a great question. So ordinarily, there's something about this time of year that we call inside City Hall the cleanup ordinance. Mm-hmm. And that's usually money that has been left unspent or that was booked late in 2024, and it goes to the city's budget. And it's sort of like manna from heaven. You don't expect it, but it's usually there. And in most years, it's kind of between $5 to maybe as high as $15 million. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we should expect that there's going to be money from 2024 that was unspent. And how much is that? I've asked that question. I don't have an answer to it yet. And we're going to look at, and I now have my dry erase board in my office with these different things that we needed to look at. And we're going to have to look at expenses and how we're managing those, savings.
Would that include, Joe, let me jump in for a second. Do council people have discretionary funds, and should there be a freeze on that immediately where it's like, okay, guys, no more discretionary spending, or is that
yeah,
already going?
We're not quite like our neighboring parishes where we don't really have as much discretionary money. Right. But
why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your question, I asked our budget team, the council's budget team, hey, we on the books have $4 million in operating expenses. Do we have to spend all of that money before the end of the year? And the initial response was, well, we think a lot of it is earmarked for certain things, to which my internal response is, well, that's nice, but we can't ask all these other departments to take haircuts, and but not us. We're exempt.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. You know what I love about you is you're a problem-solving guy, man. It's like, here, whiteboard, here we go. Here it's like, you remember that movie, Dave? Have you ever seen that movie? Where Charles Grodin goes in, he says, well, let's sit down, let's start figuring this stuff out. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57 and a half. Quickly back to Councilmember Joe Geruso talking about the city's $100 million budget deficit. Joe, somebody texted in about the mayor's discretionary income funding or whatever, the fund, however you say it.
Yeah, I mean, the mayor has some funding. I would argue that's discretionary, mainly towards tourism and cultural issues. I mean, and look, at this point, to everybody who's texting, everything has to be on the table.
Yeah.
I think the two biggest issues are, what is that everything on the table? How fair is it to the residents and the people here? And how do we make it all work? And so, again, we're trying to look. I think back of the envelope, I, based on what I've seen.
Well, don't forget the cocktail napkin.
That's right, yeah. The 30, I've moved from the whiteboard to the napkin.
Right.
From 30 to 40 million, I think we can find fairly easily, and then we're going to have some real strong discussions about the remainder of that, and we'll do it. That's what you have
to do. So what does that look like for the people that live in New Orleans or work for the city?
The second part is a really good question. The things that I'm suggesting right at the very beginning will not be anything that will affect residents or people who work for the city at all. The next few things we're going to have to look at, again, those operating costs. Are there things we can cut? Are there other things we can do? And we're just going to have to manage our way through it.
The other thing, Joe, pops in my mind is, after I went, there is no Taylor Swift concert, there is no Super Bowl this year, so what does that portend?
Well, we're going to have to look at things for the future, too. So the next mayor is going to have a barrel of laughs. There's no doubt about it.
So you want to be mayor. Congratulations, yeah. You won. Thank you,
That's
Joe.
Right.
I appreciate it, as always. Anything you want to say that I missed?
Nope, you got it.
You could be having a press conference later saying anything I should have asked you about?
And I will not be having any press conferences with 131 days left. Don't worry about me.
I hear you. I got you. Just keeping your head down, doing your work. Thank you, sir. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. We come back, we're talking LSU football, and then we'll talk to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, about the Saints. We're going to spend an hour talking football, and I feel like it, on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.